Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Last week on HBO's Real Sports with Brian Gumbelt, legendary Chicago Bears coach Mike Ditka made a remarkable admission about the game that he's devoted his life to.
If you had an 8-year-old kid now, would you tell him you want him to play football?
I wouldn't, would you?
Nope. That's sad. I wouldn't. My whole life was football. I think the risk is worse than the reward. I really do.
Coach Ditka was talking about how football can cause brain damage and about all the research on the consequences of repeated concussions over a long time. Now, a new study of former NFL players finds that those who played the game before the age of 12 had a higher risk of cognitive problems later in life. And joining me now is Robert Stern. He's the senior author of that study, published this week in the journal Neurology. He's also a professor at Boston University School of Medicine. And Bob Stern, welcome back to Radio Boston. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So this is a study of a very particular group of people, former NFL players. But broadly speaking, what do we learn from this study?
Well, you do have to take that caveat in mind that this is a very limited group of people, former NFL players. But what we think we learn is that there may be this period during childhood before age 12 that is a window of vulnerability for brain development. And so what we found was that former players who started playing tackle football before age 12 did indeed have worse cognitive functioning as adults compared to those who started playing at age 12 and later.
It's an interesting idea because I think, and this probably isn't well-founded, but a lot of us, I think, have had this idea that children's brains are more plastic, more resilient. Does this study contradict that?
Well, yeah, there's been a lot of research in recent years that does contradict that. Mm-hmm. It's growing evidence that, in fact, there are periods of brain development in childhood that put the brain at greater risk for the long-term implications of injury. So although in some ways the brain may be more plastic and resilient, it is also perhaps more sensitive to injury during certain periods. And this period right before age 12 seems to be one of those incredibly sensitive times when parts of the brain are going through unbelievable growth and change.
I see. Now, are we talking here about the risk of concussions in this period, or just playing the game, which might involve getting whacked in the head, but not necessarily getting concussed?
Yeah, that's a great question. It really isn't about concussions. We're talking about repetitive hits to the head. And there's research that shows that in kids age 9 to 12, when they put accelerometer gizmos inside the helmets of these football players, that they can receive, on average, hundreds of hits per season above a threshold that is a pretty meaningful amount of force to the head. And that brain is moving around inside that hard skull every time it gets hit. And that's what we think might be going on here, that it's this exposure to repetitive hits, not necessarily symptomatic concussions.
Hmm. Does this mean, or might it suggest, that it's perhaps safer to play football later in life?
Yeah, I don't think these results can say that it's safer later on. We don't know. I don't know if it's safe one time or another. I think the only thing we can say about this is that playing football, tackle football, at a time during heavy-duty brain development might lead to later life problems.
We heard Mike Ditka, the longtime NFL coach there, saying he wouldn't let his 8-year-old kid play football. Mm. Do you think he's right? Should we be discouraging our kids from playing tackle football?
You know, we have to take it in context. And this study should not be taken as a reason to have individuals or groups or policymakers or coaches to make decisions to stop young tackle football. This is one study. But when you take the entire amount of information that we have together, we have to really start thinking, is it appropriate to drop our kids off at a field at a young age, age 7, 8, 9, whatever it is, and have them hit their heads over and over and over again? You know, we do everything possible to protect our kids' health and safety and to prevent injuries in all other parts of life, and yet we're willing to have them hit their heads over and over again on a football field. So it just makes common sense that something should change.
And what would that be? What's your recommendation at this point, understanding that there's more study and research needed?
Yeah, so I can speak from a personal perspective and as a scientist.
Please.
The scientist part of me says this one study shouldn't dictate any change. Lots more research is needed with a much more generalizable group of participants. This was former NFL players. We need to study people who only played through college, only played through high school, only played youth football. If we continue to find the same kinds of results, then that's going to provide greater support for the idea that, yes, indeed, playing before a certain time during a brain development period is unsafe. However, common sense kind of dictates, logic dictates, at least for me personally, that if we know that the brain is going through this rapid time of development and it may be more sensitive, do we really want to expose our kids to unnecessary violence to their brains? So, you know, do I support continuing to play tackle football at a young age? Well, I think everyone has to make their own personal decisions. For me, I think we can maybe have the kids play flag football, learn the skills until their brains are more fully developed. We have to keep in mind all those incredible benefits of youth team sports from a fitness and health perspective, but also from, you know, social skills and team building and a sense of confidence. We can't just get rid of those things.
Sure.
So finding an alternative that keeps all those intact but takes the head out of the game.
All right. Well, that's Bob Stern. He's a professor at Boston University School of Medicine and the senior author of a new study on the effects of football on the brain. You can find a link to that study, by the way, at radioboston.org. Bob Stern, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.